The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed another case of mad cow disease. It is the second known case in this country. But Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns has said that the cow never entered the food supply and that, quote, Americans have every reason to be confident in the safety of our beef. NPR's Richard Harris joins us. Thanks for being with us, Richard.
My pleasure.
Now, this is a cow that originally tested negative for mad cow disease. Why was it retested?
Well, it turns out somebody was also trying an experimental test on this cow, too. And the experimental test came back positive, and the supposed gold standard test came back negative on this cow. So the inspector general at the USDA said, well, let's retest the thing. Mm-hmm. Let's send it to England, which has a terrific mad cow testing lab, and let's really find out what happened. And when they sent it to England, those tests did come back positive.
So is there any reason to think there are other cows in the U.S. that have tested negative, but in fact are infected and would test positive with this second test?
Chances are very small, and here's why. There is a preliminary test that has been used on 388,000 cows in the past year, and that has come back negative in all but three cases, and this is one of those three. So that test basically rules out any possibility for most of those cows. So there are very, very few left that could possibly be.
Maybe we need to refresh our understanding. How does a cow get mad cow disease?
A cow tends to get mad cow disease by eating food that has been made from other animals that are infected with this disease. Now, the U.S. has banned that practice for the last 8 years, so The supposition is that there is very little chance of the disease spreading in the U.S. right now. Also, they have made sure that the meat from all cows, particularly brain and spinal meat, which has the potential to transmit this disease, is not entered into the human food supply.
As a result of this week's discovery, is the Department of Agriculture planning to update the way it tests for mad cow disease?
Absolutely, because as you say, since this test was negative and the cow actually did have mad cow disease, they realized that they have to do a better job. So they've added a second test to the battery of tests that will be done. Now, if there's a positive test from this huge, broad general screening, then those cows will be sent along to have the secondary testing for not just this one test, but for now a second confirmatory test as well.
The Department of Agriculture and ranchers and people at large are always concerned that just the news of a test like this might create some kind of widespread concern and anxiety in the American public who will cease to buy beef just because of this one test.
That's true. And just the confusion over what testing standard to use has upset cattlemen very much. The other side is some of the consumer advocacy groups say they should test more than they are testing with the preliminary test. It's expensive, but some consumer advocacy groups say everyone should have that test, every cow that is killed that is more than 20 months old or something like that.
NPR's Richard Harris, thank you very much.
My pleasure.